when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. You.
I've got plenty to be thankful for. I haven't got a great big yacht to sail from shore to shore. Still, I've got plenty to be thankful for. I've got plenty to be thankful for. No private car, no caviar, no carpet on my floor. Still, I've got plenty to be thankful for. I've got eyes to see with, ears to hear with, arms to hug with, lips to kiss with, someone to adore. How could anybody ask for more? My needs are small, I buy them all at the 5 and 10 cent store. Oh, I've got plenty to be thankful for. Got eyes to see with, ears to hear with, arms to hug with, lips to kiss with, someone to adore. How could anybody ask for more? My needs are small, buy them all, 5 and 10 cent store. Oh, I've got plenty to be thankful for.
Well, on the top of my list of things to be thankful for, I would put Irving Berlin, Bing Crosby, and you, dear listeners, to our weekly broadcast, Broadway to Main Street. Hello, I am your host, Larry Maslon, for that self-same show, Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the late November hamlet of Southampton, New York. Well, I thought today would be a good day for everyone to kind of lay back and be fairly mellow and reach out to our fans and our trip to fans. Get it? See what I did there? Who may be relaxing on a Sunday afternoon, hopefully an enjoyable one, after a lovely Thanksgiving with friends and family around certainly the eastern end of Long Island and the Connecticut shore, and hopefully 2 points beyond. So today's show on Broadway to Main Street is very simply Thanksgiving, a chance for us to look at those elements in the Broadway musical that sort of deal with the various points, as it were, on the star of the Thanksgiving weekend. Well, one of the things I'm very thankful for is how Americans have worked very hard, certain individuals, to encapsulate our wonderful history of show tunes on Broadway. And, you know, we think a lot about cast albums and digitizing and all that stuff that we are the beneficiaries of in the beginning of the 21st century. But there certainly was a period in the 20s and 30s where Broadway music was difficult to find. And a wonderful singer named Lee Wiley waxed, I think that was a term, even though they weren't really using wax, recorded a lot of semi-obscure songs or songs that had not been recorded when they premiered on Broadway in the 20s and 30s, in the late 30s and early 40s for an album called Liberty Music Shops. And she dedicated an entire album to Rodgers and Hart. And here is a song I think that has a good reference to Thanksgiving, or at least the notion of how our pilgrim ancestors got here. This is Give It Back to the Indians by Rodgers and Hart.
Old Peter Minuit had nothing to lose when he bought the Isle of Manhattan for $26 and a bottle of booze, and they threw in the Bronx and Staten. Pete thought that he had the best of the bargain, but the poor red man just grinned. And he grunted ugh, meaning okay in his jargon, for he knew poor Pete was skinned. We've tried to run the city, but the city ran away. And now Peter Minuit, we can't continue it. Broadway's turning into Coney, Champagne Charlie's drinking gin. Old New York is new and phony, give it back to the Indians. 2 cents more to smoke a lucky, dodging buses keeps you thin. New York is simply ducky, give it back to the Indians. Take all the reins on the boxes made for soap. White's on Fifth Avenue. Blues down on Wall Street losing hope. Big bargain today, chief, take it away. Come, you busted city slickers, better take it on the chin. Father Nick has lost his knickers, give it back to the Indians. Take all the reins on the boxes made for soap. White's on Fifth Avenue. Blues down on Wall Street losing hope. Big bargain today, chief, take it away. Him you busted city slickers, better take it on the chin. Father Nick has lost his knickers, give it back to the
That was Lee Wiley singing what was then a fairly recent Rodgers and Hart tune from the 1939 Too Many Girls, the debut of Desi Arnaz. Did you know that? So you have that to be thankful for, all the relentless esoteric trivia that comes out of Broadway to Main Street. We are in the Thanksgiving season. If you're on the Northeast Coast, say, where we are, you'll see that the tail end of the changing of the colors is sort of coming to an end, and things are, leaves are falling, the autumn leaves, and that puts us in an autumnal frame of mind. Now, the 1895 play Cyrano de Bergerac is one of the most popular plays of the last 120 years, and there's a very famous final act with Cyrano in which autumn and the notion of the falling of the leaves is a metaphor for the transition of life. And there have been many musical looks at that play. Here are two songs inspired, I would say, from the same moment. One was from an unproduced on Broadway, at any rate, Maltby Shire musical version of Cyrano, and they reclaimed one of the songs for the great review Starting Here, Starting Now, and then we'll segue into the 1973 Broadway musical version of Cyrano with Lee Beery as Roxanne, called Roxana in that version. You'd have to ask the lyricist Anthony Burgess why. Anyway, two beautiful songs about autumn inspired by the play Cyrano de Bergerac.
Like autumn, although the breeze is still, I feel the chill of autumn. Oh yes, it's autumn, it's always autumn, however green the hill, to me it still is. Spring and summer dreams seem lost now. Why can't the autumn haze recall the days of warm summer laughter that faded soon after? In autumn, in autumn,
are happy today because it is Saturday and Monsieur de Bergerac will be here again to make you laugh. His name's at the close of the book of September. Remember my sorrow, but tell it to sing. April is seen dressed in gold, not in green, and the fall is reflecting the fall of the spring.
Lee Beery from the beautiful 1973 cast album of Cyrano. And I'm thankful, I'll be thankful to my friend Brian Drutman, who had released that on CD, lo, these many years ago, a treat for us all, and asked me to write the liner notes, so grateful for that. Well, we are in our Thanksgiving program today, and we're going to give thanks to, take a moment to give thanks to all the people who make this show possible. Of course, that's you, dear listeners, and to our wonderful family here at WPPB, our chief of staff, as it were, Wally Smith, our fantastic engineer, Kyle Lynch, our hosts, Bonnie Grice, Ed German, Brian Cosgrove, and all of your supporters out there. And if you haven't already, you should be receiving a pledge drive information in the mail. And this winter, this December, we are going to hold our, we're not going to hold our traditional on-air fun drive. Instead, we're going to let you enjoy all of our program uninterrupted. So all you have to do instead is be thankful and grateful and send in a donation, 883-WPPB.org. So please give back to the only NPR station on the east end of Long Island, and a station I am thankful for because they put up with all this Broadway stuff every Sunday at 3 o'clock. Well, that's our WPPB home. Home and family, of course, a cornerstone in most musicals in one way or another, and certainly a topic we return to on Thanksgiving. On December 3rd, on Thursday night, they're going to broadcast The Wiz live. What a great idea. What a great family programming. So here is Diana Ross covering a single from the film version of The Wiz, Home, and then we'll segue into The Family of Dreamgirls.
When I think of home, I think of a place where there's love overflowing. I wish I was home. I wish I was back there with the things I've been knowing. When that makes the tall trees bend into leaning, suddenly the raindrops that fall have a meaning. Sprinkling the scene makes it all clear. Maybe there's a chance for me to go back now that I have some direction. It would sure be nice to be back home where there's love and affection. And just maybe I can convince time to slow up, giving me enough time in my life to grow up. Time, be my friend.
Suddenly my world's gone and changed its face, but I still know where I'm going. I have had my mind spun around in space, and yet I've watched it grow.
Says it's the best thing for the group.
What about what's best for me?
He feels the dreams can cross over.
What about how I feel?
But when we're famous, I'll write great things for you. Effie, do it for me.
What about me?
It's more than you. It is more than me. No matter what we are a family. This dream is for all of us. This one can be real, and you can't stop us now because of how you feel. It's more than you, it is more than me. Whatever dreams we have, they're for the family. We're not alone anymore. Now there are others there. And that dream's big enough for all of us to share. So don't think you're going, you're not going anywhere. You're taking your share, and if you get afraid again, I'll be there. We are a family like a giant tree, branching out toward the sky. We are a family, we are so much more than just you and I. Giant tree, growing stronger, growing wiser. We are growing free. We need you. We are.
want you, Joe.
We want you to come. Come home.
Come home, come home, where the brown birds fly through a pale blue sky.
That was the exquisite voice of Audra McDonald in the studio cast recording, or the studio recording of Rodgers and Hammerstein's much underappreciated score to Allegro. I hope those of you who are home with your families or heading home from your families do so safely and have appreciated this time, this important time in November, to share time with our families and express our thanks for everything that we have, which is a lot. I want to thank my wife, Genevieve, and my son, Miles, and our dog, Ruby, our beloved Ruby, for making our home particularly warm and inviting. Okay, here on Broadway to Main Street today, we are looking at Thanksgiving and look at the way that various Broadway musicals have tackled the topic in one way or another. And one of the most important centerpieces, of course, in Thanksgiving is food, those wonderful spreads. And the idea of bountiful food, to me, has never been better expressed than by Frank Lesser in The Most Happy Fella. And a little Thanksgiving thank you shout out to my good friend Joe Sullivan Lesser, who I hope is listening this afternoon. So for all of you, here is an abbondanza.
Hey, Cheech! Giuseppe!
La frutta!
La frutta!
La purple!
Abbondanza! 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 Ogni panza!
Formaggio,
formaggio,
abbondanza,
abbondanza, quanta eleganza! Abbondanza, 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 quanta eleganza!
La luce!
La luce!
Is the cast of Oliver, in this case the original London cast, way back in the day in the early 60s. Well, I hope you're all relaxing on the couch somewhere, all you fans and tryptophans, or perhaps you're getting ready to go back over the river and through the woods to whence you came on this Thanksgiving weekend. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street. And if you want to show your gratitude for this wonderful station, WPPB, imagine they devote an hour every week to this crazy thing called the American Musical. God bless them. We're not doing an on-air fun drive this winter, this December. Instead, there'll be some messages on social media, stuff in your mailbox. So to show your gratitude for us not changing our program or annoying you, please go to 883WPPB.org and consider making a donation to keep this wonderful work alive. Well, this is a time we look back and we think about life and the things we're thankful for. In some cases, it's our partners and our romantic opposites. And we do that sometimes, embrace that, but perhaps not without a slice of ambiguity. Here is Bob Hope and Shirley Ross, and then we'll segue into Bobby Short. Various people who are grateful and sometimes a little sorry.
Thanks for the memory of sentimental verse. Nothing in my purse, and chuckles when the preacher said, for better or for worse.
How lovely it was. Thanks for the memory of Schubert's serenade, little things of jade, and traffic jams and anagrams and bills we never paid.
How lovely it was. We who could laugh over big things were parted by only a slight thing.
I wonder if we did the right thing. Oh, well, that's life, I guess.
I love your dress.
Do you?
It's pretty.
Thanks for the memory of faults that you forgave, rainbows on a wave,
and stockings in the basin when a fellow needs a shave.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for the memory of tinkling temple bells, alma mater yells,
and Cuban rum and towels from the very best hotels.
Oh, how lovely it was. Thanks for the memory of cushions on the floor, hashed with Dinty Moore, that pair of gay pajamas that you bought and never wore.
Say, by the way, whatever became of those pajamas?
Huh? We said goodbye with a highball.
Then I got as high as a steeple.
Did you?
But we were intelligent people.
No tears, no fuss.
Hooray for us.
Strictly entre darling, how are you?
And how are all those little dreams that never did come true?
Awfully glad I met you.
Cheerio and toodaloo.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
She walks in. And still you're sorry, and still you're grateful, and still you wonder, and still you doubt. Then she walks out. Everything's different, nothing's changed, only slightly rearranged. You're sorry, grateful, regretful, happy. Why wait for answers when none occur? You always are what you always were, which has nothing to do with all to do with her. You're always sorry, you're always grateful, you hold her thinking, I'm not alone, you're still alone. Live for her, you do live with her. You're scared she's starting to slip away, and scared she'll stay. Good things get better, bad gets worse. Wait, I think I meant that in reverse. You're sorry, grateful, regretful, happy. Why wait for answers when none occur? You'll always be what you always were, which has nothing to do with all to do. Why wait for answers when none occur? You'll always be what you always were, which has nothing to do with all to do with
her. Bobby Short rendering one of Sondheim's greatest ambivalent thoughts about gratitude and wistfulness. Well, we're in our Thanksgiving broadcast today. One of the things I'm always grateful for is the opportunity on the show to play some rarities like that wonderful Bobby Short rendition of a great Broadway song, and also songs that maybe you have never heard of before. In 75-76 season, there was a show that came and went very quickly called Goodbye Charlie, with Joel Grey and Anne Reinking about Joan of Arc and the Dauphin. I don't know. I never thought that's a good idea for a musical. But it had some wonderful numbers by Hal Hackety and Larry Grossman, beautifully orchestrated by Jonathan Tunick. So here is a number in the second act that I think very comically and wonderfully covers the whole idea of gratitude and thanksgiving. Merci bon Dieu from Good Time Charlie.
Almost gone, and spring's upon us. My feet are warm,
and so are mine.
God has seen it fit to shine his mercy on us. Merci, bon Dieu.
Merci, bon Dieu.
Another spring is on the way.
We'll live to see another May. We're still alive and here to say,
merci, mon Dieu, merci, mon Dieu.
The wolves were on the run by late December.
The packs were few, the toll was small. Damage from the fire was very slight, remember.
Owing to the flood.
So all in all, it wasn't bad as winters go.
I froze my nose.
I lost a toe.
At least we're both
above the snow. Praise be to heaven.
A little pox.
A minor scourge. At least it wasn't like
the plague of 27.
Merci bon Dieu. Merci bon Dieu. A little rash, but it'll clear.
It's starting now to disappear.
Remember what we caught last year. Merci bon Dieu. Merci bon Dieu. The famine has been worse.
I'm not complaining. I lost some weight.
I'm still ahead. I lost so much before that actually I'm gaining even while I lose. So like we said,
a lovely number. Well, this is a time to count your blessings. We started with a song from Holiday Inn, and towards the end here, we'll get to another one. I just want to count my blessings. This has been a great year for Broadway to Main Street, certainly. We have a brand new orchestration of our title tune, sung by David Garrison. We've made a real presence on social media. We're on iTunes now. We're on Stitcher now. We have 165 episodes, so please reach out. And we have our website, broadwaytomainstreet.com. So, so thrilled and thankful for all the fans we got this year. Let's have more in 2016. Here is Barbara Cook to render the great Irving Berlin song, Count Your Blessings.
Just count your blessings instead of sheep, and you'll fall asleep counting your blessings. When your bankroll is getting small, just think of when you had none. Sleep counting your blessings. I think about a nursery and I picture curly heads, and one by one I count them as they slumber in their beds. So if you're worried and you can't sleep, just count your blessings instead of sheep, and you'll fall asleep counting your blessings.
If you're worried and you can't sleep,
count your blessings instead of sheep.
And you'll fall asleep counting your blessings.
Counting your blessings when your bankroll is getting small. Just think of when you had none at all.
And
Cook singing a wonderful Irving Berlin song about how we should all be grateful for what we have, and we do have so much to be thankful for. This is Larry Mazlon, your host for Broadway to Main Street. This would be a great idea if you listeners took some time to make a donation to 883-WPPB.org and count your blessings so we can count a couple of checks and keep the great work we do at this station going. When you come to Thanksgiving, it's always a cross-section of gratitude and bounty and moving forward and family. And by far, for me, the best expression of that in the American musical came from Candide in 1956. Leonard Bernstein's score with lyrics by Richard Wilbur, Dorothy Parker, you know, your great Aunt Fanny, everybody. And it is such a moving piece. This take I have never played before. It's Jason Danieli from the 1997 cast recording. And Jason and his wonderful wife, Maren Mazie, were my guests earlier this year. So I'm grateful for them for devoting time to a whole episode, which is terrific, which you can listen to on iTunes. And once again, I'm grateful for the station, my family, and all you fans out there. Here is Make Our Garden Grow from Candide. Happy Thanksgiving.
Come, we shall seek out a few modest acres and clear them and build a little farm. And casting aside all vain speculation as to the meaning of this meaningless world, we will fulfill our natural function working God's earth from dawn till dusk, which will at least exercise our muscles.
You've been a fool, and so have I. But come and be my wife, and let us try before we die to make some sense of life. We're not
for so
is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.